After an intensive 10 days of Sundance Film Festival, followed by binge-watching Oscar nominations, I was ready to kick back and be entertained by a lighthearted, colorful, slightly silly rom-com. Isn't It Romantic did the trick. In researching Rebel Wilson's Hollywood career, I realized I'd first seen her in Bridesmaids, in a role Judd Apatow created just for her. She held her own amongst a heavy-duty female comedic cast, including Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, and Maya Rudolph. I haven't seen the series of Pitch Perfect films in which she's also part of an ensemble cast, but in this film, she is the star and shines brightly. In a nutshell, Rebel is Natalie, a young New York City architect appreciated more for her willingness to deliver coffee and donuts and fix the office copy machine than for her innovative designs. She's grown up believing that falling in love is a bunch of BS perpetrated by ridiculous romantic comedies and has steeled herself against any possibility it could happen to her until it does. I'll not try to convince you that this film has a life-changing message of empowerment, but it sort of does, in a fun and flashy way. Natalie finds herself transported from her real life into a world where she participates in one cliched romantic scenario after another. A film buff would recognize a long list of iconic film scenes being parodied, including the wardrobe of Pretty Woman to one-liners from When Harry Met Sally. It pokes fun at the entire genre and still manages to give us a satisfying, happily ever after ending. Rebel Wilson is supported by cast members Adam Devine, Liam Hemsworth, Priyanka Chopra, Betty Gilpin, and Brandon Scott Jones, all taking on two different personas to tell the story. It is Wilson, however, who holds the spotlight and delivers a great comedic performance. She's just so natural at being funny, she's a pleasure to watch. The Rotten Tomatoes critic site gives it a 63% audience score, so it isn't being received as well as many of the rom-coms at which it pokes fun. But if you're up for a giggle and a delightfully talented young actress, you can't go wrong. Isn't It Romantic is rated PG-13 for language, some sexual material, and a brief drug reference. It runs 1 hour and 28 fun minutes. This is Barb Bretz with your Friday Film Review. See you at the movies.
The Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, presenting independent cinema in Summit County since 1995. ParkCityFilm.org.